Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
What evidence is there that Yahweh exists? What evidence does He give us to understand this? This is what we've been talking about. And we were discussing this in a previous video and audio. And the question was presented to me is, what evidence is it that He exists? And let's begin with the Bible's own definition of faith. As we start off today, we look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Notice what this verse says. Faith is connected to things not seen. It does not say those things are imaginary. There's a difference. You cannot see the wind, but you can see its effects. You cannot see gravity, but you experience it every day. You cannot see your thoughts, yet no one doubts that your mind exists. The fact that something cannot be seen does not mean it's not real. Likewise, Yahweh is invisible, but He has revealed Himself through His creation, His Word, His Son, and His work throughout history. Faith is trusting what Yahweh has revealed, even when we cannot physically see Him. Hallelujah. Faith is trust in someone. Biblical faith is not merely believing that Yahweh exists. Even demons believe that. Faith is trusting Yahweh because of who He is. Imagine a child walking with his father and the father says, "Jump." And the child jumps because he trusts his father. The child isn't jumping because he understands physics. He jumps because he knows the character of the one making the promise. That is biblical faith. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And in Wisdom 3 verses 5 and 6 it says, "Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Notice the command, trust. Not because we understand everything, but because we know the one who does. Every believer has questions. No believer has every answer. Yet we trust the one whose wisdom is perfect. Sometimes people think that following the Bible or listening to a preacher will teach, believe first, then ignore all the evidence. But the Bible doesn't say that at all. The Bible says repeatedly and gives reason to trust Him. He points to fulfilled prophecy. He points to creation. He points to His mighty works. He points to the resurrection of Yeshua. Yahweh never asks people to believe in something He knows is false. He calls us to believe in what He has revealed. Yes, faith is believing without seeing, but what's revealed doesn't mean it really is not there. The wind, gravity, and all these things that we discussed. In Isaiah 1, verses 18, it says, "Come now and let us reason together, says Yahweh. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are like red crimson, they shall be as wool." Notice those words. Come, let us reason together. Yahweh is not afraid of honest questions. Throughout Scripture, people asked questions. Abraham, Moses, and David, Habakkuk, they all had questions. The issue was never asking questions. The issue was whether they were willing to accept Yahweh's answer. Remember when Yeshua, after He was murdered and came back, many people were looking for evidence of this. Let's look at Thomas. You know, because this is a great example here in John verses 20, 24 to 29. Now, Thomas called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Yeshua came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said unto them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands. And reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord, my God." Yeshua said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Notice something important. Yeshua didn't shame Thomas for wanting evidence. He gave him exactly what he asked for. But then he taught an important lesson. Future believers would not physically touch his hand. Instead, they would trust the reliable testimony Yahweh had preserved. That is not blind faith. That is faith based on trustworthy witness. One thing that separates believers from non-believers is the gospel writers appealed to eyewitnesses. Luke tells us exactly why he wrote the gospel. In Luke 1, verses 1 to 4, it says, "Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of the things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, that you may know the certainty of things in which you were instructed." Luke says he carefully investigated. He spoke with eyewitnesses. He wanted believers to have certainty. You understand, folks, following a wonderful Messiah and believing in him is rooted in historical claims. The apostles were saying, "This happened," not, "We had a nice religious feeling." Biblical faith is never just intellectual agreement. It's always produced as action. Look throughout Hebrews chapter 11. Again and again we read, by faith. That's something that happens by faith. Hebrews 11 verse 7 says, "By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of the things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household." Noah believed. Then he built. His faith was demonstrated by obedience. Hebrews 11 verse 8, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going." Abraham didn't simply agree with Yahweh. He packed up his belongings and he left his home. Faith always moves our feet. Think about how much faith we exercise every day. Think about this. You sit in a chair. You don't inspect every screw. You trust it will hold you. You drive across bridges. You trust the engines of the designers who designed it. You board on airplanes and you trust a pilot who you never met. None of that is blind faith. It's confidence based on reasonable evidence. The same is true with Yahweh. We are not trusting a fantasy. We are trusting the Creator who has revealed himself through creation, scripture, fulfilled promises, and ultimately through his Son. Paul tells believers how they are to live. In 2 Corinthians verse 5 to 7, Paul says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Paul isn't saying to ignore reality. He's saying don't let what you presently see become the only thing you trust. When circumstances have become difficult, faith remembers Yahweh's promises. When prayers seem delayed, faith remembers Yahweh's faithfulness. And when we don't understand, faith remembers Yahweh's character. Hallelujah. We must choose faith, which will lead us to obedience. It's one of those important truths in all of Scripture, that faith is not merely believing that Yahweh exists. It's believing that Yahweh exists enough to obey Him. Yeshua says, if you love me, keep my commandments, in John 14:15. Real faith always affects how we live. It changes our priorities and our attitudes and our decisions. Faith without obedience becomes nothing more than an intellectual agreement. That is why James wrote in James 2:17, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. James is not teaching that works can earn salvation. He's teaching that genuine faith produces a transformed life. If I truly trust in Yahweh, I will begin living differently. Ask yourself these questions. Do I think faith means ignoring evidence? Am I trusting Yahweh's character even when I don't understand everything? Is my faith producing obedience? If someone looked at my life, would they see evidence that I trusted Yahweh? These are questions of Scripture we need to ask ourselves. Remember, faith is not in the absence of evidence. Faith is the proper response to the evidence Yahweh has already given us. It is trusting in Yahweh who has revealed himself through creation, through his word, through his fulfilled prophecy, through the life, death, and resurrection of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and then living in obedience because we know he is faithful. Hallelujah. That's where we must be. That's what we need to understand and get. And I pray people are understanding this when you question if Yahweh's real or where's the evidence of him. That you come to see, know, and trust this. Our Creator is looking for those who are seekers. One thing you'll notice throughout Scripture, Yahweh does not force himself upon people. He reveals himself, he calls people, he invites them, but he also allows people to reject him. Yahweh desires willing worshipers, not people who are forced into belief. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you will see me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Notice what Yahweh promises. He didn't say, you'll find me if you're casually interested. He says, when you seek me with all your heart, that means there is a difference between curiosity and a sincere desire to know the truth. The heart affects what we see. To know the truth and understand what true faith is really is. Many people believe or assume faith is only an intellectual issue, but the Bible says it's also a heart issue. Yeshua said something remarkable in John 7:17. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from Yahweh or whether I speak on my own authority. Notice the order once again. I always say Yahweh has an order. And the enemy tries to take that order away and destroy us through us believing a false order. Yeshua does not say understand everything first, then decide whether to obey first. He says that a willingness to do Yahweh's will open a door to recognizing the truth. That, folks, doesn't mean we stop thinking. It means that humility does matter. A person determined never to obey Yahweh may reject evidence that another person honestly receives. So it's not just the evidence that we need. We need the heart. It's not just the works we need. We need the root. Just like growing a garden, when I grow my plants, the better soil I have, the better foundation that plant's going to have. And when we have that knowledge and when a trust and faith in Yahshua, we're going to understand all of this. And it's going to see, we're not looking for new evidence. The evidence is already there. It's the pride that keeps us from seeing the truth. One of the greatest obstacles to knowing Yahweh isn't intelligence, it's pride. The Bible repeatedly warns about this. In James 4, verse 6, it says, "But he gives more grace, therefore he says, Yahweh resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble." Think about that. Yahweh gives grace to the humble, not because they are smarter or because they ask fewer questions, but because they are teachable. Humility says, "Lord, if you are real, show me. And if you show me, I will follow you." That is very different from saying, "Unless you meet my conditions, I refuse to believe." The greatest revelation Yahweh has given us is not nearly a miracle. It's a person. Yahshua, the one they call Jesus. Hebrews 1, verses 1 to 3 says, "Yahweh, God, Father, who at various times and in various ways spoke time past to the fathers of the prophets, has in the last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed higher of all things, through whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power." People often say, "I wish Yahweh would speak." According to scripture, he has. I hear him all the time when I open up my word. We should be hearing him as well. The clearest revelation Yahweh has found in Yeshua, the Messiah. That's where the revelation of Yah is found. If you want to know what Yahweh is like, look at Yeshua. How to love and how he forgave and how he had mercy and how he taught and how he obeyed and gave his life. Yahweh reveals himself eternally through creation. He reveals himself through his word. But scripture also teaches that Yahweh's spirit works within people. Yeshua said in John 16, verse 8, "And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment." Notice, it is in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, who convicts. You and I cannot argue someone into the kingdom. We can answer questions. We can share scripture. We can live godly lives, but only Yahweh's set-apart spirit can change a heart that should make us humble. Sometimes we feel responsible to convince everyone. We're not. We're responsible to faithfully speak the truth in love. Yahweh is responsible for changing the heart. As we think or answer, "Where's the evidence?" One of the strongest evidence for Yahweh's transformed life, not a perfect life, a transformed life, Yeshua said, "Let your light be shown before man, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." This reminds me of the story of I heard of a pastor who was on a plane, a new pastor, and he was sitting there reading his Bible, and somebody sat next to him and said, "How do you know that's real? How do you know that what you're reading is real?" And the person that was reading it opened his Bible and he was about to read a scripture. And the person that was talking to him stopped. No, you tell me from your heart. I don't want to hear about it from a book. How do you know that's real? How do you know God exists? How do you know? So the man didn't know what to do because he's so used to giving his answer from the scriptures. So he said, I have to run to the bathroom. When I get back, I'll give you your answer. So he goes to the bathroom and he prays. He prays to the Father. I don't know how to answer this without your word. Show me what I should do. Yahweh speaks to him and he literally hears him. Share your testimonial. Share your testimonial. The guy gets back, closes his Bible and says, you asked me how I know he's real. How I know this is all true. And the person shared his testimonial. Remember. Matthew 5 verse 16 says, let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. People should see something different in us. Not just hear our arguments. They should see the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, and the integrity, the forgiveness and humility. A changed life gives credibility to the message that we're proclaiming. Hallelujah. Be ready to give an answer when somebody asks. It never tells us in the scriptures to avoid questions. It tells us to be prepared in 1 Peter 3 verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And also be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for hope that is in you, which meekness with meekness and fear. Notice two things. We should have a reason. Christianity, the Bible, and the whole idea of Yeshua says it's not irrational. We should always answer with meekness, not arrogance or mockery or anger. If someone generally asks, why do you believe? You should be ready to answer with both truth and kindness. The greatest question isn't, does Yahweh exist? Let me suggest something. Many debates focus on this question, does Yahweh exist? But suppose Yahweh appeared to everyone today in his amazing glory. Would everyone love him? Would everyone obey him? The Bible says no. Even Satan knows Yahweh exists. The issue has never been merely acknowledging Yahweh's existence. The issue is whether we are willing to surrender to him. That is why Yeshua said in Matthew 16 verses 24 to 25. Then Yeshua said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever desires to lose his life for my sake will gain it. The call of the gospel is not simply to believe that Yahweh exists. It is to follow the Messiah. So if somebody says, I've never seen any evidence, I would lovingly encourage them to pray one simple prayer. Not because I prayed in some magical formula here or something like this, but because it expresses an honest heart. Give them this one thing, something to the effect of, Yahweh, if you are real, I truly want to know. I am willing to follow the truth, whatever it leads. Please reveal yourself to me according to your will. I remember there was a street preacher preaching, and he said a fellow came up to him one time, didn't know who the person was or anything else. The person heard a prayer like that. Go home and ask if Yahweh is real and see what his answer is. So one of the people that were listening to him heard him, went home and prayed. Yahweh revealed himself to him. And that man became one of the greatest Christian authors ever, A.W. Tozer. Remember, we are to be a light, we are to shine our light, and we are to be faithful and understand. Just like A.W. Tozer didn't understand and believe in Yahweh, he went over and prayed, his eyes were open, and we could do the same thing. Do it with an honest heart and humility. Imagine standing outside a house right now, all the lights on, and you could hear people inside laughing. You smell food cooking, and you see cars in a driveway. Every piece of evidence suggests someone is home. But you refuse to knock because you keep saying, I don't have enough evidence. At some point, you have to respond to the evidence that already exists before you. Yahweh is not hidden every trace of himself. He has revealed himself through creation, through scripture, through Yeshua. And he continues to call people to seek him. The last scripture I want to give you is Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to Yahweh must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Notice the last phrase. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Yahweh is not playing hide and seek. He promises that all those sincerely seeking him will find him. Ask yourself as we close, am I honestly seeking truth? Am I honestly seeking him? Have I responded to the evidence Yahweh has already given me? Is my faith merely intellectual, or is it producing obedience? And does my life point other people to Messiah? Remember this. Remember it. If you're already a believer, your job is not to win every debate. Your job is to faithfully represent Yeshua. Answer questions, love people, love a holy life, and share the gospel. And trust in the Holy Spirit to do the rest. Hallelujah. I end you with this scripture. You will seek me and find me when you search me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. That's Yahweh's invitation to every single one of us. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to see more, we have a YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. You could join us on there. And if you'd also like to help us to stay on this radio station, consider your financial support. TorahLifeMinistries.org is the place to do that. Thank you. Have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program, and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.